Good evening. I'm Tom Hewitt here with a KUAC Newsminer update. The borough government is on the cusp of a major new planning effort for downtown Fairbanks. The first piece, repealing the current Vision Fairbanks downtown plan, is in the works. The head of the Downtown Business Association that championed the Vision Fairbanks plan 10 years ago said the plan was never fully embraced and that it's time for a new plan. A process for developing that new plan is being created. Director of the Borough Community Planning Department, Christine Nelson, says that Fairbanks North Star Borough Mayor Carl Castle is assembling a working group of 10 people to consult on the plan, and at least 3 community meetings will be held. Nelson said the new planning for downtown will involve multiple avenues for public input, including meetings, surveys, and a project website. The working group has not met. Nelson said the appointments are underway and members would be announced in the coming weeks. Nelson said the group will be tasked with helping to synthesize public input on what kind of downtown people want. She said the plan will have broad goals and will be less specific about what goes where than the current Vision Fairbanks plan. Fostering development will continue to be a goal. The Borough Planning Commission in June unanimously endorsed an ordinance that would repeal the Vision Fairbanks plan. The Borough Assembly will take up the measure in committee July 20th with a public hearing on July 27th. Executive Director of the Fairbanks Downtown Association, David Vandenberg, said key components of the Vision Fairbanks plan failed to materialize and that the plan is now outdated. One part of the plan that was not embraced was changing one-way streets into two-way streets. Another piece of the plan that failed was a new set of zoning classifications for downtown. The Borough Assembly rejected the classifications in 2011. Another idea that failed to take hold was a roundabout downtown. According to Vandenberg, the Downtown Association raised the notion of repealing the Vision Fairbanks plan. The Fairbanks City Council has not discussed the issue. Fairbanks City Mayor Jim Matherly supports the repeal of the existing plan. Fires in the northeast corner of the state and in Canada are sending smoke Fairbanks' way. Sam Harrell is with the Bureau of Land Management. He says despite high rivers and rain, residents could be seeing and smelling the plumes of northern fires.
We still have some pretty good fires burning up there that are putting up a lot of smoke. In addition to those, there's quite a few fires over in the Yukon that are putting up smoke. And with the way the winds are blowing and forecasted to blow here in the next few days, it's going to come in here.
Harrell says firefighters are targeting native allotments and cabins around the Sheenjek and Porcupine Rivers. Some Alaska Department of Transportation construction projects are being halted until legislators approve a capital budget, including the University Avenue widening project. However, HC Contractors will continue its work on Noble Street. As a part of the national highway system, University Avenue will be improved with $19.6 million in Federal Highway Administration funds. DOT spokeswoman Meadow Bailey said to receive the federal money, the state has to contribute a $600,000 match. With no state capital budget, DOT so far can't provide the required match. If a capital budget is approved in time, Bailey says the first phase of the project, improving the intersection of Geist Road, Johansson Expressway, and University Avenue, would begin this summer. DOT officials hope to complete construction on this intersection because it has the highest rate of traffic incidents in Fairbanks. The multi-year project would widen University Avenue from Thomas Street to just south of the Chena Bridge. In a Monday press conference, Governor Bill Walker said the legislature must approve a capital budget. A special session is set to end by Saturday. A third special session will likely be needed for legislators to hammer out a capital budget. Bailey said the Third Street widening project will be delayed as well. DOT was working to acquire right-of-way for the project, but that process is on hold until the capital budget is approved. For more on tonight's stories and others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Tom Hewitt.